3, 2, 1.
What's going on, world?
Sup, universe?
Ta-ha. Ladies and gents, children of all ages, lend me your ears. You are now listening to your favorite sneaker podcast, Kicks and Beer, baby. Let's get to it. Rocking with your boy Banks. We got my boy Easton right here doing what we do.
I'm a little drunk, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm a little smith. Yeah. That's how young I'm missing, right?
Yeah, yeah, man. He a little victory wasted.
Mm-hmm. But yo, first of all, we want to say thank you for listening. We're on episode 3. You know, what's up, what's up?
Episode 3. It's only up from here.
Yeah, we made a little bit of progress.
We trying to go. We trying to get y'all. We trying to get you what you need. Yeah.
Sorry, we've been away for a while. Sorry. But, you know, motherfuckers want to go to DR and shit and sit White Henny at 3 in the morning.
Hey, man. Listen, it wasn't 3 in the morning, but, you know, I had to get away.
We glad to have you back, Rona free.
Right, right. I had to put my feet on some different land a little bit. Just a little bit.
Okay. So, we got a lot of things to discuss, y'all.
First of all, let's get into this beer. What's the beer for the day?
Okay. So, Victory.
Another victory.
Yeah. Victory. Yo, Victory Lab. Shout out Nipsey. Rest in peace.
R.I.P. the Great.
Yo, but this Victory Golden Monkey, yo, they're getting free publicity from us, yo.
Yeah, 9.5, by the way. Like, so I think once I get through one of these, I should feel a nice little buzz. You got to ask E. He already
got two. This is all right. Golden Monkey's got like a Aya Ra thing going. It's pretty dope.
I'm first of all, he hugging a bottle. Like, he hugging a bottle.
Belgian style triple ale with added spice. 9.5 alcohol. Okay. I've had one.
That's pretty high alcohol content for beer. I like to try to keep them above like 6.5, 7, because that'll get you where you need to go. Anything like 4, 5, or 4.5, you don't want that. That's like piss in a can.
What's the difference, though? Explain to me what the difference is.
Nah, the difference, I mean, it's just the alcohol level. Like, so, I don't know why, but the liquor content and beer, for some fucking reason, if you go over like a 7, that shit get you buzzed.
Okay,
so
yeah.
I see why people be so drunk.
Okay, okay, okay. Yeah, I'm here. I'm definitely a testament to that.
yeah, so.
Yo, but we got a lot of sneaker content coming out of sneaker news.
Yeah.
First of all, where's my notepad?
We got the holidays coming up. Yeah. So.
Xmas is coming, I mean.
What you getting your spouse? Yeah. What you getting your little ones?
We got a lot of things to talk about.
What you putting under that tree for the family? Like, what you got going on?
Okay. First of all, hold on, LF. We you know, this is a sneaker. This is a podcast about our love for shoes and our love for the sneaker culture and how we're planning on paying back. So this weekend, or depending on when you hear this, he just took a sip of the Victory. Nice. Hold on.
That is nice.
The Air Jordan Retro 11 25 anniversary. I think they pronounce it Jubilee.
Yeah, Jubilee.
Yeah, it drops this weekend.
December 12th to be exact.
Yeah. So here we'll let LF talk. What are your thoughts on the shoe?
First of all, you know I'm a 11 guy. That's my sneaker. That's my sneaker right there. So that's a must have for me. I'm definitely getting my hands on that. No ifs, ands, or buts. It will be in the collection. The all black on black with the clear bottom. That's a that thing will look sexy with an all black fitting one. I already got the fit in mind.
Alright, so what would the distinct thing about the shoe is that if you look at the laces, it spells Jordan. If you look at it from the top, you won't see it.
Yeah,
you gotta look at it from the top. I think that's pretty dope. What do you think?
I mean, honestly, when I first looked at it, I didn't know what the hell it was spelling. You had to actually point that out to me that I had to look at it from the side to get it. But I just was only looking at pictures. But when I get the things in my hand, I can tell you guys exactly what it looks like. And it definitely says Jordan.
Okay,
that black platinum leather, it's just something about that platinum leather that kills that sneaker.
Okay, so the Jumpman is silver, and it sticks out. That's pretty dope. And I believe that instead of 23, it says 25 on it because this is the 25th year anniversary of the shoe. I think that's pretty dope. The box is ill. I don't know if you guys have
seen the box. I haven't seen the box yet, but when I do,
the box box flips open. I think that's pretty good. The black and gray combo is pretty cool. It says, like I said, it says Jordan on the tongue. It says Jumpman on the tongue. So we have a couple things.
I think those are gonna be tough too.
Yeah, the adapts. We'll get into those. But I believe that the Retro 11 is always sneaker of the year, because guess what? This time on Sunday, we'll be stressing about who didn't get the shoe, why you ain't pick it up, where can you find it.
Right.
So I think that shoe deserves the respect. I think it's going to be a sneaker that will sell out.
Oh, yeah, that's hands down. It's definitely going to sell out.
But definitely.
As soon as it touch the fucking racks, it's gone.
Definitely going to take big L's on sneakers this week, if you know.
I am prepared.
So let's, you know,
make sure. I'm raffled in.
Make sure we get out the air. Make sure you get them raffles in. But yeah. So, you know, let us know. Let us know what you think of the shoe. Let us know if, you know, we do got the shoe coming. We do got some content coming for y'all.
Yeah,
you
will see that. We got some follow-up video.
Yeah,
Once we get those in our hands, we're going to drop a vid with those.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually got something that came in. Surprise, surprise. Yeah. I ain't going to tell y'all just yet.
Thank you.
But, you know, when the time comes, you will see what they are. I'm very happy about those. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Definitely a little Christmas gift to myself. That's my stocking stuffer, as you
would
say.
I'm gonna say this.
I definitely stack the stuff.
That right there. That's like his appetizer. For some people, what he got is a main course. It's hot.
Nah,
I ain't gonna front.
Shit.
It's
that
hot.
Might be my main course.
It's hot. That thing is beautiful.
I just gotta get a little dessert after that. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk about this. But speaking on being that it is Christmas time, we got a nice discussion today. So. As you know, as LF has us in this damn room watching this fucking bum ass Chicago game, you know what I mean? Wow. Yeah, sorry, bro. You know,
I thought you was a Rockets fan.
Nah, what? I like the Knicks, bro. I like the Knicks. What we're trying to say. I'm sorry for the phone. What I'm trying to say is that Christmas is here, y'all. And with that being said, with Christmas getting closer, basketball is back. So.
Basketball is back, and you know those Christmas games is always the best.
Yeah, and guess what we're looking at? The shoes.
We're looking for the kicks.
So we got a little bit of history for y'all. So if you don't know, brands on Christmas Day, being that's one of the biggest days to watch basketball, they drop a lot of shoes. So
exclusive
Christmas Day shoes.
I mean,
it started back in 2008, 2009, blew up. 2010.
Word.
I mean, came back, kind of slid off these last couple years, but we want to know your thoughts on that. So if you don't know, we'll give you a little bit of history. 2008, they dropped the Kobe 5 and the LeBron 7.
The LeBron 7.
Yeah, LeBron 7 for Christmas.
I'm not a LeBron 7 fan. Not really my style, but the sneaker itself looks dope.
So we'll give you a run. The Kobe is the Joker, the Chaos. I don't know how they call it, but it's the Kobe 5. It got re-retroed. That sneaker dropped on Christmas, and the LeBron is it kind of looks like a carpet, like I want to say like a burgundy carpet.
Yeah, somewhat.
It's pretty dope. Yeah. I forgot what it's supposed to represent, but I remember that shoe. That's 2008. 2009 is the year of the Grinch, the year the red LeBron 8, KD's third installment came. I think it was all yellow. The Grinch to me is probably one of my favorite shoes of all time. It's in my personal top 5. I love it. You, LF, what you think?
I'm going to shoot the 2010 with the LeBron 8, that red with the
green lace. Oh, with the green lace? Oh, you get that for that.
Them definitely. Those are definitely it.
That
number, that LeBron number, LeBron 8, is probably where I started fucking with the LeBron brand as more like sneakers. All his sneakers to me, but before that was all basketball type looking sneakers, like something you can't really just.
So that was the first jean wearing shoes.
Yeah,
okay.
Something you could just chill with. Like, because that Sprite 8. That's my favorite pair of LeBrons, the Sprite.
Yeah?
Yeah, that Sprite 8 is beautiful.
Okay, I'm thinking more Preheat. I love that LeBron.
Nah, the Preheat is fire, too. I can't attest to that one, but that I can't reject that or deny, but that Sprite 8.
Okay, so how about the 2011? You know, they dropped that bronze KD, KD4 with the releases, with the red LeBron.
Yeah.
With the green laces, and then that's the first Kobe where you could take the sock off. It was like the Mamba system. That's what they call it. You know, you can put the sock on. You can interchange the sock. And I want to say it was in... They dropped like in... it was another basketball show. I don't remember what it was called, but it was green and red. I remember. 2012. Big year. That was LeBron's first ring, no?
2012?
No, that was year... That was Ray Allen's shot. No.
Nah. We're bugging. You gotta look that one up. You can't even.
2012.
Go into that without the facts.
Was it? Was it? 2010. They lost to the Mavericks. Yeah, that was LeBron's second ring. He played OKC.
LeBron.
Yeah, if I'm on my timeline, you know, that's the Kobe. That was like the one of the big lightest weight Kobe. I think it weighed like 11 ounces or some stuff like that.
Let's see, 2012, 13, 16, and 20.
That's yeah, so he definitely yeah.
So 2012.
That was his first ring in that shoe. I mean, then that was the KD Christmas sweater one. I think that was dope. 2013 sneakers kind of.
Oh my god, we get smacked.
No, yeah. Shout out to the Houston Rockets, looking good without Harden. So,
shout out to Boogie Cousins, man. That's my boy.
In 2013, if you guys remember, it was all like the whole snowflake thing. It was the KD.
KD's are hard.
I want to say this is the KD 6 because it came out with the Meteor joint with the green
butters,
and red. Yeah.
The peanut butters was that. That was
Yeah. Definitely, definitely. Yeah, so there's the KD 6. That was like the first LeBron's 11. Remember the Camarada Soldier? The Camarada Soldier, whatever it was called. That brand. 2014, they dropped the first high top Kobe.
And that is the KD 6, to be exact. That was the KD 6.
Then it's the KD 7 Eggnog. I think that one was pretty dope. The LeBron. It's okay. The LeBron 12. I could pass on it.
Yeah, I'll pass on it. Yeah. But the LeBron 10 is definitely was dope.
So, to me, 15 was the year where they
started falling off.
They introduced the Kyrie shoe, which was dope, but it definitely... Definitely lackluster, you know. The Kobe was always gonna sell. KD, it's KD. 2016, and they dropped. That's pretty much where the Christmas shoe died. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. The Samurai kick, Kyrie was out then. The two tone Kobe, I think my boy LF has it somewhere in his house.
With the what?
The two tone Kobe, where one side is pink, one side is gray.
Oh yeah,
I believe those dropped Christmas. You know, other brands have dropped shoes, but.
That's guess definitely what? A head turner too, because I get a lot of love when I wear that pair of sneakers.
Okay, so let me ask you a question now that we're here. The Christmas shoes, would you look forward to those things? Like, I know I did.
The Christmas shoes? Yeah. Honestly, I never really paid them no mind until like after they dropped. Like, I always watch the games, and then when I'm watching the game, I'm like, damn, this is fire. And I'll look for them after that. But beforehand, like prior to the game, I never really paid attention to what sneakers they go wear on Christmas.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of did. I was in the mix, you know, like, I used to love seeing, like, KD come out with those ugly sweater joints, or Kobe. Kobe always had ill kicks on Christmas. I'm not gonna lie to you. But yeah, that's our history, you know, down on Xmas Christmas shoes. Yeah, took another sip of the victory.
Golden Monkey. This thing is nice.
Yeah, it'll sneak up on you.
That's definitely nice. I like that. Okay. I like the little added spice.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Yeah, that's a good touch to it.
All right. Okay, so being that we're on the history of Christmas shoes, what are you looking forward to this Christmas season?
I would like to say probably the Jordan 13s.
The blue, black and blue? Yes. Yes, with the 3M. Yes. Very nice, very nice.
That's going to be something nice. When you get a little camera action on them, they reflect on you, that's going to be a nice little touch. That, let me see what else I got.
No red and black 12s? You don't like those?
No. I'll pass on this.
Okay.
I'll pass on
Air Jordan Adapt?
No. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay. I'm still half and half on this as of right now. Oh, shit. Oof.
There you go. Shout out, Victory. Yeah.
Come on, Victory. Hold it down. God damn. But no, the Adapts, I'm not sure about it on just yet, because I'm not so sold on that little bubble part.
Okay.
With the, what's the name? But the idea of the style, like the idea of like the
self-tie
lines
shit,
kinda, the lines kind of be faded out and covered up. I think that's kind of dope.
Okay, me personally, I like the idea on the shoe. I don't think the shoe looks... You know, like, maybe once I get it in person.
That's what I'm saying. That's something I got to get in my hand person, and maybe. Get my eyes on.
But I do love the concept. I mean, anything they do with the 11, I think it's
no, I can't say anything.
It's pretty much like next feature. Like, you know, that's Nike big thing now is self-tie shoes, right? So I'm not surprised that they did it on the 11s. I'm not telling you it was good. I'm not telling you it was bad. I'm just not surprised.
I think that's trash, because honestly, I'm not a person that... lace my sneakers up all the way anyway.
Okay, same.
I don't top.
Oh no, matter of fact, no. I top my shoes to the top.
No, I don't. not all of it. It gotta depends. On the 11s, I actually do wear my sneakers tied all the way to the top. Okay. That's something they got.
Yo, his 11s be killed, bro.
Nah. I mean, I did kill
them. Yeah, he be killing them shits, bro.
That's just a walk around sneaker now. Like, okay. I could go paint a house and those shits now.
Any ones you looking forward to?
Ooh, ones?
Well, for the Christmas season.
Let me see what's coming out.
Hold on. Wait. We'll discuss that in a little bit.
Yeah, I'm about to say,
we'll drop in a little bit.
Go back to that because okay. I didn't even know those little ones coming out.
Okay, so being that we know, like, let me explain something to you. If you a sneakerhead, do you give sneakers for Christmas?
First of all, sneakers is my best gift because don't know any other gift to give.
But
I go to what I know. I stick to what I know.
Being that you are in sneakers, is it tacky?
You said is it tacky?
Is it tacky? Is it like, I knew I was getting shoes.
Nah, I mean, shit. You gotta walk around, don't you? You gotta have something on your feet.
Okay.
I don't ever look at it. I get the look is like, to me, it's the easiest gift I could give. I don't like try to figure people out. Everybody needs something on their feet.
I agree with that.
I mean, who's not gonna appreciate a nice pair of sneakers? You know what I'm saying?
So, the more important person, like, the more of the importance in the person, the more better shoe they get?
I wouldn't say that.
So like,
but I mean, okay. I'm not gonna jump out the window for like a grand niece or some shit.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That. Like,
but you gonna get your girl some shit.
I'm gonna say I don't got a grand niece, but like a distant relative, I'm not doing that. Like I
feel like your twice removed cousin. You
I'm
ain't
gonna say
get
right. You probably ain't gonna get a gift. I don't even know last time I saw you.
But your shorty, she gonna get some heat.
Oh no, shorty, she gonna get whatever I get.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying, like we gonna be fly together.
So during Christmas, is that a requirement?
Oh, nah, see, shorty, she...
But we're talking about in general, people of importance, not even a shorty.
All right, I mean, like, say, it's like, far as my mother, like, I'll give my mom some sneakers here and there, but I don't give her the heat, because she getting a little older, so she wants something she could be comfortable in, like a runner or something.
Okay, I feel you, definitely. I was one of those people who bought my mom's like some ill-ass shoes just to see them never be worn.
Exactly.
So I'm like, you know?
I get if I bought my mom some kicks, it's something for comfort. Like I grab my pop some, it might be like some Forces. He likes Forces. So.
But he would appreciate them a little more.
Yeah.
Right? He would wear them. He'd be like, oh, these are nice.
Nah, not really.
Get
to that age too. Like okay. It ain't about the style. It's about the comfort.
Okay. So with that being said, right? Because, like, us as sneakerheads, we do like our gifts, like, are popping because we give ill-ass shoes. Like, I mean, like, because we know what we're giving, right?
Right, exactly.
So,
yeah.
So what as a sneakerhead, what do you expect in return, like, for Christmas? Like, what do you give a sneakerhead? Like, for Christmas, what do you give them?
Nah.
Because,
yeah,
like, direct...
I'm not going to give a person something out about myself because... I feel like I gotta keep that to myself. Yeah. I throw you a couple of dollars because I know got something in the cut that you want to put your hands on.
Boop.
That could go towards it type shit. Like, oh, good luck.
But what do you like? What do you give a sneakerhead? Like, what would you give somebody who's into shoes for Christmas? It's not like you'll give them shoes because you know they're gonna be on them.
That's what I'm saying. It gotta be like I'll buy them like one of them exclusive like cleaners or
okay
or like maybe a set of boxes.
Okay, set of boxes. Yeah, yes, like, I definitely agree with that. Definitely agree with the set of boxes. Definitely agree with the cleaning supplies.
Yeah, stuff like that. I'm not going to get them a pair of sneakers because I'm jumping out the window for y'all and for some shit I ain't even got.
Definitely.
I still got some things on my Christmas list.
Yeah, definitely. So what's on LF's sneaker-wise Christmas list?
Ooh, right now? I mean, I'll be honest, it ain't nothing new. It's a couple oldies that.
So just give me three things, on. three kicks that right now that right if they now. Were under the tree, you would be like, oh shit.
If it was under the tree,
For you personally,
I got Jordan 3.
Which one?
Free throw lines.
Oof, 88s. Okay, with Nike Air on the back.
Yeah,
shout out to Bo. You're the only person I know that got those.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't know nobody else. But
nah,
my boy.
I'm gonna be the second.
All right, but you better be next.
Yeah. So, let me see. I want to say, I just was thinking, just something low key like the Bordeaux. So I passed on those. So
you really want
the
shoes,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah, I think I really want.
I can tell. That's the second episode
if
you said.
If somebody like surprised me with those, like I bet that'll put a smile on my face. And then let me think. Let me go for. Oh, probably just to keep it odd, probably like the Halloween foams.
Oof, which ones?
The all gray with the orange.
With
the
orange, okay.
Yeah, just to throw it off. That to just keep it just all Jordans. I mean,
okay.
any of those three, I'd have been like, yeah, that'd have been it.
Me personally, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I want the Ben and Jerry. I would definitely take those for Christmas. You know, shorty, if you hear me, babe, drop that. Number two. Number two. I would probably take some white Air Forces.
Oh, that's easy. Man, come on,
you know,
man.
Me, bro.
That's easy. Though.
I love Air Forces, bro.
But that's it. That's easy.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool with white Air Forces. I'm cool with white Air Forces, though. It's cool with Air Forces. Yeah. Last but not least,
he's some basic. Five for five type nigga. You can take him on an easy date.
Yeah. I'm an easy hoe.
Right. He wants nuggets and fries.
Yeah, chill.
Nah, fuck that. I want that 32 ounce steak.
If my last gift, I would probably take, I don't know. That's pretty hard. Because, like, there's a lot of things I want. Like, Flyposite 3s. I would take those. Those Air Max we were looking at with the bandana online. Remember they made two. One was 700. One is like 350.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, maybe an Atmos sneaker. I think the Atmos be making. That's like the cheetah print joint and the tiger print Air Maxes.
You trying to get freaky?
But maybe, you know, Olympic Sevens. You can always drop those. You know, I'm always gonna take
those.
I'm gonna
say there you go. I'm like, always gonna take those. Stay true to yourself.
Yeah, but a sneakerhead, like, so this is advice. You got to give a sneakerhead something he can use, because if you can't get him a shoe. You know, you can.
What do you
the boxes to me was a dope idea. Like, trust me, nobody's gonna turn on the clear boxes.
Word. Yeah. I'm personally starting to like the blacks better, honestly, because they when you walk in the room, you don't notice them right away.
Okay. But this wall you got built right here is pretty dope. I'm not gonna lie to you.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, this showroom.
Yeah, this wall.
If you notice, you walk in, the black ones to the side, nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Yeah. And that's where the heat is.
That's what I'm saying.
That's where the heat is.
I keep a lot of little Jones over there. Yeah.
So did you get your hands on Mochas?
Oh yeah. The Mochas is a must. I got those. Come on, how you feel? You know that. What you mean?
They look good on the foot.
Oh no, those are perfect. Those are perfect.
White laces or black laces?
Nah, come on, I gotta go black.
Oof, I gotta go black. White laces make them stand out.
I'm good off that. White laces always get dirty to me quick.
Yeah, but that sneaker's pretty fire.
I mean, I'm keeping that on ice though. I'm gonna bring those out in 2021, 2022.
Black and gold ones. Did you get your hands on them?
Nah. I definitely wasn't a fan of those.
Okay, I was. I was.
They was mids on top of that.
No, the black and gold, not the gold and black.
The black and gold. All right, yeah, no. Still,
you don't like.
I didn't like the gold stitching in that.
You didn't like that shit from the beginning. Even when I showed you in the beginning,
it wasn't it.
Definite cop. I liked it even when it came out in 2002. Now I can never get my hands on it. So I'm so sorry, y'all.
Oh, he banged. Oh, I'm so sorry, y'all. Pop. Yeah. Tricking off.
But yeah, damn, I don't even know what to say.
Right.
I'm so sorry. But back to the sneakerhead topic. So, like, you know, boxes, cleaning supplies, anything that mainly involves shoes, we're probably going to be happy with.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Anything that helps the upkeep of my sneakers, I'm cool with. Like, Shorty always be like, oh, it's hard for me to get shit for you. I'm like, it's really not. Skip what I, you know what I like. Sneakers. It's like, oh, but I don't want to keep doing it. All right, I get it. Whatever.
Yeah. Give me something to hold my sneakers in. All right,
You know, just buy me another set of cases. Yeah, and run it out.
We're good with, you know, we're simple. Especially, like, ladies or even gentlemen. If your shorty got kicks, think about it. Like, you're not going to buy her the off-white ones. I mean, but you might buy her a case. Might buy a cleaner. Maybe something for the smell, you know. Something, you know, little things.
So let me ask you this. All right, bet. So, holiday season, you know, it's always the holidays is always the giving season.
Mm-hmm.
So, sneakers that you don't wear anymore. Do you get those away on a holiday?
I keep them. Like, here's my thing with, especially with sneakers that I don't wear. It's like, eventually I will wear them. Like, I mean, you can attest to that. Like,
I said the same thing, but I really sat here and I got rid of, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, I got rid of five pairs.
Oh, you really did?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Oh, wow, there's spaces. Why?
I mean, it's sneakers I feel like I'm never going to wear again.
Okay.
And it's just was like, you know, it's holiday season, get to the needy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, time of giving.
I ain't doing shit here, sitting here, so.
I agree with that.
Give it to somebody that need it, you know what I'm saying?
In that case, then yeah, of course, of course. So out here, then you're probably right. So, I don't know if you guys remember, Guatemala had a earthquake or a hurricane that destroyed the town that I live in, Casabias. And my mom is from Casabias. We have a house, we have property. And what she did was, a lot of the sneakers that, like, all right, so you know how sneakers that you got laying around that you don't use? She took them and she put them in a box and she gave them away. And she sent them in there for the people that, you know, had lost. And the crazy part was when, you know, when my grandpa died, rest in peace, grandpa. Yo, I went down there and, like, yeah, and I seen somebody with him, you know, and it's like,
oh, that's dope.
Yeah, it's like, that's, oh, dope. Shit. But, like, I didn't blow the spot up. I didn't say, like, yo, those are mine. I was just like, okay. There's no way that you're 3,000 miles away and you got on a pair of LeBron 2s. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like me and
that had to make you feel good.
Yeah, a little bit, like, I was a little warm, like a little happy inside. I'm like, oh, shit.
The holiday season.
Okay.
Man.
Okay, I do.
It's the givens. It's the givens that matter.
I do agree with that. All right, so, with you know.
Flipping back to this bum-ass Knicks game.
Oh, yes, the Knicks, baby. Yo, he's just mad because... Yo,
why?
Oh, topping? Yo, you look amazing, bro. Shout out to you. Shout out to you.
Wow, that's terrible. That's terrible.
All right, so.
Oh, y'all up though?
12 points, baby. That's yeah, crazy. Yeah. He don't be talking no shit when the Knicks be up. Look.
Fuck the Pistons. When y'all play me though, put the money. In. Okay. That's what I'll say. When you put the money. In.
We don't trust in the Knicks that much. All right,
see, you know what I'm saying.
All right, so
you say you see how the faith is going.
We got a little. We went a little left, people.
Look, we're gonna stay on topic. Let's get back to it.
All right, so being that we're in the Christmas time, right, and all these sneakers are dropping, do you UNDS shoes for Christmas? Like, do you?
I mean,
what if
I mean,
break the block down on Christmas?
I'll step out. Any real holiday or special event, I definitely try to, you know, unbox something real quick, something I ain't never wore.
Mm-hmm.
Just bring something out special, you know.
So what is it looking like this Christmas? What kind of shoe?
Oh, I don't know. I gotta get the feel. First of all, I gotta see what the temperature gonna be like on Christmas. Okay. Cause if it was like anything like today, it was a nice day.
Maybe some biohacks. Some biohacks might be.
That's the summertime touch.
They might be
touch.
In my future. They might be in my future.
Nah, that's the summertime touch. Nah, I gotta bring them out in summer.
Pink laces or regular laces?
Of course pink
laces. Okay,
I
bet.
That pink is a pop. That pink is definitely the pop.
You got a little swag on there. Yeah. All right.
Like, if y'all, first of all.
Them nines you got.
I'm gonna tell you like
this. Carolina lines are fire.
If y'all don't know what y'all doing with your kicks, keep them shits in the house. Oof. Don't be trying to come out here half-stepping. You go bring them shits out, and do it the right way. I cannot stand a motherfucker that just wears some shit just because they got it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them shits on ice.
You do that? Keep your shits on ice?
Oh,
I do that.
Shit.
I do that all the time.
I got a pair of sneakers right now that I could look out that I bought 7 years ago and still never worn.
We got
just
boxes.
Because I don't have the right outfit for them.
Yo, my boy LF got boxes in here and shit that done came to his house. So we're probably going to do... Look, boxes with no lid, boxes that ain't open. You got.
Oh yeah, that was a quick step. That was like a little
Jesus
just
Christ.
Just a walk around joint.
I just need y'all to know that we really do the sneaker shit. I mean, we really here for it. But hold on, we're back to UNDSing. I don't know.
Maybe what you got? I might say what you got for the Christmas holidays. What you going to the dinner table in?
Okay.
Cause you know we ain't going nowhere.
I'm thinking about Yeezys. Yeah, maybe some. You know, I don't want to say the Alici.
Those are the ones you had
on today or the other day, right?
I got those.
Maybe I was thinking about maybe biohacks. Honestly, I was thinking about because it's fall, so I was thinking about wearing a nice brown, probably putting the mochas on, you know, with a nice turtleneck. I don't know, just
I might,
like you said, honestly, depends on how we wake up.
I might just go Dunks. What's those Dunks I got? What's this called? Spectacles.
That's when you know it's bad.
Nah, man, them Dunks is fire. I like to be a little standoutish for the holiday season. See family ain't seen in a while.
Yeah.
Let them know what's up.
You got little cousins you put onto the game?
Nah. All my real family like down in the south, so I don't really see them like that.
Okay. I got little cousins I put onto the game. Let me shout out to them.
That's really it. I'm a loner.
Yeah.
Definitely
so Christmas is big business for the sneaker companies, right?
That's for y'all, man.
Yeah,
shit, I ain't in that world.
So let me ask you a question. What do you think is next in Christmas wise with shoes?
Christmas wise, mm-hmm. Shit.
Like, you know, we seen the 11s. We know the little things, you know, like the 11s drop every year. Yeah, there's always a sneaker after Christmas Day. You know, when everybody got their Christmas money. Yeah. You know, then there's the holiday shoes, you know. What do you think is next? Like, what's the next avenue for the holidays, for Christmas? Fucking, I know one. Yo, put more sneakers on the sneakers app. That's what I'm talking about. Release some shit.
No, I'm about to say, I think what they might do is just gonna be like a big re-release at one time.
Like a restock?
Yeah, a restock of mad different sneakers to give the people opportunities to buy ones that they missed on.
Okay.
Like, because honestly, like, say you do 10 restocks of different sneakers.
So like 10 days of restock?
Not 10 days. Just on one day, do 10 different sneakers.
Oh, shit that came out? Okay. That'd be dope.
So that must say it gives everybody an opportunity to like grab on ones that they missed instead of going to all these resellers and all that other shit you got to do.
Trying to beat the bots. I'm telling you,
goddamn, I'm getting tired of the GOAT. I love y'all niggas to death. Shout out to the GOAT.
Spend too much money on
them. Damn, like.
You really do, bro.
I respect the game, but goddamn, let me eat too.
Yeah, we're just trying to get one pair.
That's all I'm saying. Just one, like, just don't let the ones I want be out the fucking moon, like.
Okay, but going back to the perfect gift for a sneakerhead, what's the perfect sneaker gift though?
This year?
Yeah, like if you out and you want to get your significant other, your little brother, your mother, your cousin, your Uncle Rob, anything, like, what's the perfect sneaker gift this year?
This year. It depends on them though, like.
Just, you know, give me something.
Nah, because honestly, like. I would give, like, I bet my little brother here, Big Easy fan. Like, the Adidas, that's his thing. He don't fuck with Nikes at all. Like,
okay.
I'll give him something that I know he don't got. So, I'll order something from way back. I'll check his collection. Like, yo, you got these? What's he saying? Like, nah, I bet. Click. That's the order button.
Okay. Let me see.
It's nothing out right now that I will buy him. From like Adidas or Yeezy type shit, like.
So like me, like, you know, everybody.
Oh, good, tough move.
Of course, that's OP, bro.
Yeah, chill.
Yeah, bro, it's alright, bro. Don't worry about it, you know. He from New York. He knows what that blue and orange mean. Look at this. Turn. Get off me, boy. Sit down.
Alright, look, he getting real left off this conversation.
Uh-huh.
Look at.
Alright, but my bad, we're going left.
Uh-huh.
But hold on, like me, like I know everybody, like you're gonna wake up on. What, Christmas is on a Friday this year, right?
I think so.
So you're going to wake up on Friday morning.
That's a great day.
I'm going to tell you a couple things. The sneakerheads are probably going to have Air Jordan 11s, them Yeezy 350s, them black and red ones that just redropped.
Yeah, all the breads. Right? Mm-hmm. Those the breads.
I mean, you're probably
going to... I think they're too simple to me.
I
would have went for the other black and red
look,
ones.
Look, they... I get it. They okay. I mean, I know why they restocked, because it's a pretty dope shoe. Like, I mean, it's simple. The simplicity is what makes it dope.
The simplicity
is what makes it dope. But like the sneakerheads, you know, you're gonna get a pair of 11s. You're probably gonna get a pair of ones from somewhere. Probably them Yeezys. Let me see what else. What else drops that year? Those black and blue 13s. Like to me, those are gonna be really slept on.
What you think about the think the 13s gonna be slept on?
Yeah, yeah. Look, like the 3M is original, so that's something that comes on your original shoe. Blue is my favorite color, so you know how I feel about it. I know LF fuck with blue.
Nah, them shits is a must. I gotta grab them.
Okay, so back to that, right? The whole sneaker thing. Do you think that sneaker companies are doing good advertising or bad advertising for Christmas shoes?
Nah, it's getting worse.
It's getting worse?
It's getting worse. Yeah. It's not the same. I mean, like...
100%. I do believe it's not the same. Like we used to wake up like and look forward to like I used to wake up and look forward to watch what Kobe had on, you know, because the next day I knew I was gonna be able to get it. I mean, he just finished
one.
That's one down. So we're
pass me another
one. I used to wake up and be like, yeah, Kobe got some shit on today, or what KD got on, or what does LeBron have on? You know,
that's what I'm saying. Like I was hyped for that. Like that's what I'm saying. Like the game day, like game day when I'm watching the game. I'm like, oh, them shits is fire. Boom, I'll go right to it. Let me look them up, see what's good.
You think it's oversaturated? You think they killed that whole hype thing on Christmas? Like, do you think the chase for money killed it? Like, I believe, that's honestly what I believe. I believe, like, the resellers were like, because you're not in a resale game, right? But you, like,
I think eventually I'm going to go that way.
Think so? I don't think so, bro.
I think so.
I think we love shoes too much.
Nah, I mean, I love shoes. I love shoes, but if I'm like I look at it like this. If I could get my hand on two pair, so if depending on the sneaker though, like if I could have got my hands on two pair of the Bred 11s, I was gonna keep both of them.
Okay,
right. I would have just dogged one of them, and boom, I got a fresh pair.
But if you'd have had a two pair of the Mochas, you'd have got rid of one.
If I would have had two pair of the Mochas, I probably sold one and just kept one. Okay, like so, I see myself going into the resale game. I mean, but I understand the resale game too as a customer, so. I ain't gonna be beating niggas over the head, 100%. But I'm just gonna make sure.
Still gonna make some money.
You know, we gonna make a couple dollars. Like, let's both win. Basically, at the end of the day.
Me, I probably won't get in a resale game. I'm actually into the art of the shoe. Like, I love how like one Christmas shoe could be a sweater and the other one could be like a snowflake. I love those things.
That sounds so cute.
Yeah. I mean, but those are the things that I like. Like the Kobe 6 Grinch to me is dope. Like if you look at the shoe, it's snakeskin. Like the ridges on the shoe is snakeskin. The way that it turns from one green to another green, like I mean that's pretty dope.
Yeah, I mean it's like sneakers like those. That's a keeper. Like I wouldn't definitely.
I do think that they do need that back though. Like they need that nostalgia or that effect of Christmas Day shoes back.
Yeah, Christmas ain't the same.
Pause. Yo, LF, pause the Knick game because he was so mad that we
didn't really do that.
We're up 18, by the way. Shout out to Knicks.
Shout out to my Verizon service for pausing this shit by itself because they already knew this was bullshit. Look, I ain't touch this fucking thing.
Okay,
all.
But I do believe that the Knicks def. I mean, wow. Sorry,
right. Look,
I do believe that they lost. They lost that nostalgia, that aura of Christmas Day shoes. I do think it will be back. So who do you who do you think is the next person to get a shoe? Like Kyrie, like you know, Nike has Kyrie, LeBron, KD, and PG.
I'm not getting what you're saying, but I'm saying next person.
Yeah. Nike wise.
I'm gonna shout out to my boy Bam out of Bayou, man. Big Bam.
You fuck with Big Bam?
Yeah. I think the way he performed.
He definitely outperforms his size.
Yeah, I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
Championship. Even though regardless AD? They lost. Now AD already got a sneaker. You bugging.
He don't got an AD one.
He do got a sneaker.
Oh shit. I'm pretty drunk. I don't think so. But I'm
gonna look it up.
Okay. Who do you think though? AD?
Nah, I just said Bam.
Bam, okay.
Yeah, I think Bam gonna get one.
So,
Bam probably the next. Cause that's an up and coming star, man.
Okay.
Listen, I believe y'all that. Record that, y'all say what you want.
He is, bro, he's an all star.
I'm about to say y'all say what y'all want. I take heat. My boy.
Oh, my bad. Giannis got a shoe too.
He been had a shoe.
My bad. He's on the Giannis too.
Oh man. Jesus Christ. He drunk. Yeah, he forgetting all the facts.
Let me see. Who else do I think could get a shoe right now? That'd be pretty big. Maybe Devin
and
Booker.
One. Devin Booker deserves a shoe. But I'm gonna say that and say this. After this season, if he go off, he damn sure get a shoe.
Okay.
But right now he not gonna get it right now. But after the season, if he wild out with him and Chris Paul, he definitely getting a kick.
Okay.
He definitely gonna get a kick just off Chris Paul being there. That's easy.
So you see him being better this year.
You said the what?
You see him being better this year.
Oh yeah, definitely. Cause he ain't gotta create like he gotta do all the other shit. Like he ain't gotta be the one man.
Pressure's off. Yeah, I feel you.
I'm saying. And then Chris Paul. Then you got him. And then you got what's big man?
DeAndre Ayton or whatever.
Yeah, DeAndre Ayton. Yeah. Boom. Like they gonna be good down there. Devin Booker numbers gonna be real right. Okay. Like his percentages gonna be through the roof.
Okay. Okay. So, we you know, I saw weekly thing. We got a cop drop or not it this week. So.
Oh, I'm glad he got it right this time. Yeah. This week.
Yeah. So let's see what we got going on.
That's the it.
It definitely it.
It. All right. So, I don't know why a lot of people want to pass on them though. That's crazy.
Look, I'm gonna be honest with you. If you pass on the 11, you're gonna be sick.
Once you see the things in hand, boy, you're gonna be sick. To do it yourself.
Okay, so, retro 11 on December 12th, cop drop or not it.
Retro 11.
Yeah, the Jubilee.
I know what it is. Yeah. I just want to say cop? It again for the people. Retro 11. Yeah. Just that saying.
So, cop?
11. Oh, nah, that's cop.
All right. The 14th. The Reebok Question mid-76ers.
First of all, A.I. growing up.
Was the god.
Was the fucking man. I don't get what nobody say. At one point, all you Kobe fans was Allen Iverson fans.
I ain't gonna disagree.
Before Kobe became Kobe and was wildin', it was AI with the cross.
With the cross, okay.
Come on, like, you can't deny that.
AI was the first person that looked like he was outside. But the color wave
right here, no. Now, AI was the nigga that was off the porch.
He was outside. Yeah, he was the first person that I saw that I was like, oh, he looks like he'd be outside.
Yeah, okay. He's from the hood for real. Okay. Like, that's why AI was so popular, because he looked like one of us.
Yeah, he looked normal. Yeah, I honestly agree.
He wasn't no old fucking pretty boy league me nigga.
Look. Adidas Ultra 4D Chalk White.
Alright, but look.
Here's the one thing about this shoe. You actually see the cushion in the shoe.
Alright, but you could talk to yourself.
Yeah, okay, pass. That's definitely not it for me. Okay. LeBron 8 Lakers.
Come on, LeBron.
LA LeBron.
I'm gonna say not it.
I'm gonna say cop it.
Nah, bro. Yeah.
Any LeBron retros dope. I ain't gonna front.
The eights is fire.
Yeah, that's a fire shoe.
But I don't like that color. I don't like. All right, let me put it this way. I gotta see it in person.
Yeah, LF hates the Lakers. I mean LeBron, by the way.
I hate both.
Yeah, LeBron. Okay, Ric Flair Adidas Dame 7. Woo! This ain't it. I don't know what Adidas.
I don't even know where they put King in the drip. They gotta chill out, bro.
I don't know what Adidas was thinking. I ain't gonna front. I mean, shout out Dame. You a baller, bro. You got cojones, my nigga. Like, feel me?
Okay.
Kid Cudi got his own shoe, and it drops on the 17th. It's called the Vadawam 326. What you think?
I gotta see a real picture. What the fuck is this?
Let's see.
All I see is the aura around it.
It's kind of got the strap thing going.
Nah, I'm cool off that.
It looks like a tubular.
That looks like a fashion orthopedic shoe.
Definitely pass.
And I am not doing that. That's not it.
Nah, the Kid Cudi shoe.
Nah.
Okay. Air Max 95 Neon. Super classic.
Not a 95 guy, I'm copping. So it don't matter.
I'm copping. I love that shoe, bro.
Nah. I hate 95s.
Yeah, that shoe's so fire.
I do not own one pair of 95s. Nah,
this
is
a hard. I ain't gonna front.
It's not it.
This
is a hard. Not it.
Joe Freshgood Converse. I don't know who Joe Freshgood is, but I'm pass.
Yeah.
Okay. Saatchi times Nike Vapor Waffle. I gotta get my hands
on a pair of them shoes.
Okay.
I want a pair for myself.
You like them? Truthfully,
that one nah. But that sneaker.
You like the silhouette?
Nah, I like those colors. The colors are dope. That burgundy with the green is fire.
Okay.
Nope, don't do it. Don't
titanium,
say it.
Titanium it Air Jordan 23. The crazy fact about the shoe: there is no glue, all stitching, fingerprints on the shoe. I
don't give a damn if they glued it, stitched it, sewed it, whatever the damn.
December 18th.
That ain't it.
Okay, that ain't it. Definitely gonna pass on that one. Okay, what is it? Missing times Adidas ZX 1000 pass.
Uh-uh.
And they look kind of trashy, bro.
First of all, the fact that they had to put that name on it.
The Embiid 1.
Chill.
Not the
Cries.
It looks like a Kyrie.
It looks like the Cry.
Yeah, the Cry. We're going to call it the Cry 1. We're going
to call it the Cry.
Yeah, we're going to pass on that. Okay, Yeezy Boost.
Not that one.
Colors simple, normal.
Nah, they look like the, what was the other ones he came out the same? Those are all like that, bro.
Those all have... Adidas Forum 84 highs.
Nah, I like
they're a pretty good shoe. I'm a pass though. Too. I don't like what's going on with the shoe. Mm-mm. I'm not gonna lie. Oof. Sean, I want to say this right. Sean Cleaver times Nike SB Dunk Low. What you think, bro?
I'm not a. I mean, back in the day, I used to be a Dunk Low fan, but I'm not.
Not
really,
no more.
I can't be. I'm not a low fan at all, for real, for real. Unless they like Air Max ones.
I'm good on them.
197s.
Not my style. Yeah, like, definitely. Pass.
Air Maxes is the only like low sneak I can really fuck with. There it is. Yeah.
Air Jordan 13 Hyper Royal Cop.
That's a cop. I ain't gonna front.
Them shits are hard, bro.
That gotta go. Like, yeah. I'm gonna get rid of my Royal 12s
for those.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, those. That's definitely happening.
Okay. Gremlins times Adidas.
I would get that Stan just because Smith.
I like the eyes on the back.
I'm about to say just because I'm a Gremlin fan. Yeah, like Gremlin that's fan. Original ass classic movie for the 80s babies.
Simple, half brown, half white. One side is fur. I mean, one side is.
I wouldn't even wear this sneaker. Yeah, I ain't gonna front me either.
I'll probably sit on there for a while as well. I think it's pretty dope.
I wouldn't even know what to wear with that. I would have to wear a Gremlin's outfit.
This is the shoe from the documentary.
fuck shoe was that?
Remember the doc? It went Center Court? From what? The Last Dance. That's the Last Dance he had on, yeah. Yeah, the Air Jordan 1 Center
and
Court.
And he was getting on him.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. I would cop and sit. I'm not going to rock this shoe. Like, this, it looks like my grandpa's shoe. Like, I'm good on that. And that's MJ, Jordan, bro.
Jordan was a big golfer, and that's exactly what that shoe looked like.
Like a golf shoe? Definitely looks like a golf shoe. Oof. Yeezy 700 V3 Clay Brown.
Those actually look, I like those.
I like the concept how they glow in the dark. I don't know if those glow in the dark, but I think they're pretty dope. I'm not going to lie.
I actually so like those. I would cop.
Yeah,
I
definitely cop. All right. I would definitely cop those. Let me see. Ooh, trash. The Quantum Frozen Blue.
Trash.
Heard it's a good basketball shoe. I seen one today. No?
I don't like them.
Okay, me neither in pass. Not worth $250.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, Kobe 6 Pronto Grinch. They got the ghost back, like the ghost.
I mean,
I'm copping, bro. Fuck what you heard.
I mean,
look at them shits, bro. Like, look at them. They come out Christmas Eve. Like, rest in peace to the GOAT, bro.
I mean, what? I couldn't do nothing with that, though.
You could, bro. Once they get on your feet. See, look. See what I'm saying? The scales. Like, I think they would be dope, bro. I think you would kill a shoe. I ain't gonna front.
Nah, bro. I ain't got nothing
for All right. Reverse flu games?
Those are fire, but I don't want them.
I don't want them. I'm a passing pass. That's not it for me. Like, I don't like the red suede. I'm not gonna lie. That does it for me. Oof. Jordan 11 Adapt. $500, white multicolor.
Right off the back, they fall.
500 bones.
Ooh, wildin'.
I
ain't gonna stop. I gotta see those in hand.
So right now,
I don't like that little bubble part where it looks like buttons, whatever the fuck that is.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, that ain't it. But the whole like the idea of the black stripes looking kind of like blended in.
Yeah,
that's dope.
You like that?
Okay. And then with the band. Where they say Jordan across the tongue, that should stand out. That's dope.
Okay.
Chill. Don't even ask.
Nike Air Force One times LAYX. I passed.
That's a sheet, man. Yeah. Big shout out to Big Sheet.
Yeah, big shout out Big Sheet. But they $400.
What?
Yeah, I'm a pass.
Nah.
Tom Sachs times Nike Mars Yard 2.5.
What Definitely, day is that?
I don't even know.
We're at the 31st.
Yeah, that's just the last.
We're gonna cut that off at that. Yeah.
Well, we got a couple of shoes. Yeah, we got a couple 31st shoes. Ones? But this would be this. Yeah. I'm that gonna pass. Look, it looks like a hiking shoe.
That look like a poor man's hiking shoe.
Yeah. Nike Zoom Basketball, the Air Zoom, the NXT.
That's PGs?
Nah, it's just like some PGs. Basketball shoe. I'm gonna pass. I don't like the color.
I don't like the style.
Yeah. The Ninja times Adidas. ZX2K Boost.
Negative. Yeah. Not it pass. For me, boy. That is done up. Oof.
Alpha Fly Next. I'm a pass. I don't like the big bulky shoes. That's
I mean, thing. Those kind of look dope, but I would not get it. That sole is way too... Wait a goddamn minute.
Off-white Air Jordan 4 Bread.
Oh, no. That's a go.
That's definitely a cop.
That's
oh, man.
A go. That's I got to get my bro. Hands on that. What day that come out?
The 31st, New Year's Eve.
Bugging. I'm on all things moving for that.
Okay, I think those might be.
If I can't get it, I'm dropping the brand. I ain't gonna stop. Yeah,
Levi's times New Balance 992s. Yo.
Yeah. Wait.
New Balance.
No. Before you go anything into this, shout out to my cousin's school at AZ, originally from Jersey. Birthday November 21st, 1988. This motherfucker right here loves this fucking shoe. He sent this shit to me like a month ago.
Who was it?
My boy Scoob.
Scoob, shout out to you. New Balance Wave. And your boy.
I'm a call this nigga right now. No, just him. That's just, okay. Just Scoob. Just him.
Levi's time New Balance 992s. What you think? I like him, bro.
No. That fucking shoe right there, he hit me with the bullshit.
Yo.
Like a month ago. Oh, those dunks.
Yeah, Nike Dunk SB Highs. Blue with the white gum bottom.
Now, past those. I love gum bottoms though. But now go back. Because that's not that picture ain't even doing them shit justice.
Okay. No, they all right.
Nah, but that picture wasn't that ain't was it? But that okay. Wasn't the whole picture.
Hold on, we got a school right now.
He ain't probably even gonna answer. Oh, hey, my boy, look at this. Go back to the what's next. No, go back. The balance of joints. What you say about these? What you say about them?
Fire.
Look.
Put them in the fire. Mind.
Go ahead, say it again.
You want me to say fire again?
Yeah, bro. Say what Fuego. You said about the
Fuego, fire.
I just shouted you out on the podcast. Letting them, I said, Cuz was the first one to tell me about them shits. He on deck about them shits, and I cannot fucking stand them.
So
Ten toes down.
All
right. Are you wilding? Alright, man. I'm gonna get back to you after this, man.
Yo, this is what I want y'all to do. For all y'all non-balance heads, go in the sneaker store, make sure you wear your mask first, put them on your feet, walk around, and holler at me.
What, the 992s?
No, they're not. The 992s.
Yeah, yo.
100%,
the most comfortable shoe I ever put on. The most comfortable shoe I've ever put on. And I've worn a lot of shoes.
We got a calling guest. Yeah, we got a calling guest right here. Shout out to my first calling guest, Scoop. Cuzzo.
What's up? This one of the podcast. What up?
Yeah, yo, but yeah, nah. He's 100% right about the 992s, yo. That's the wave. Shout out to DC. I started that. That's y'all thing. Yo, but definitely the wave. Definitely the wave. That ain't it, bro.
Them shit's not it. Nah, them shit's hard, bro.
Can't give it up. Yo, you got to try one on, bro. You got to try one on.
Whatever you say, man.
That's the wave.
My boy.
Yeah.
All right, man. I'm gonna get with you after this, man. All right,
let me know what's going on. Y'all want some more New Balance reviews?
That's what I'm talking about. Call in reviews. All right, my bad. We going back to the release. The Moco OG Retro One Moco
Negative.
High. Negative.
Trash.
Gonna sell because it's a one, but it's definitely a little.
Nah, that's it.
Definitely
that's
a slower wise. PG.
The for PGs. Christmas.
Pause. Game over, bro. Give it up. Pass.
Wow, that's crazy.
Oof.
Nah, trash.
The golf shoe metallic 5.
Trash.
It looks. You don't like it?
Trash. Okay. First of all,
yeah,
it's a low.
I ain't gonna front. I'm gonna pass.
Low
on
fives.
That
trash.
I'm gonna pass on them shits. I don't golf.
Okay. That's
and
a
the
brilliant.
Nike
that's
LeBron Liverpool.
Ooh,
shout out to all my Liverpool fans. If you don't know, LeBron owns a small percentage of this soccer team. That's why this sneaker is so freaking dope, because he does own 9% of Liverpool. It's pretty dope.
Which is goes back to the LeBron 9.
Yeah, makes sense. And you see, we got undefeated Nike Air Max 97 pack.
97s. Oh, that's a pack.
That's
oh,
a pack. Yeah,
I wouldn't get both, but. I mean,
no, they come individually. They're definitely a cop. I don't know about
you. Ain't copping them shit. Stop lying.
I ain't
to
copping
people.
Them. All right, exactly. Nike Vapor Max, Nike Vapor. What's some shit
so
called?
Where we at? What day?
We're still on the 31st. Yeah, it's a big year.
A lot going on.
Yeah, MX 97s.
So if y'all want to return some shit and get some shit back,
yeah, LeBron St. Vincent St. Mary's, LeBron 8. No. I don't like. There's too much green going on.
I can't get with that color, bro.
Oof, that's nice subtle white wheat and mocha.
Can't get with that
Nike
either.
Dunk Pro. And
I've never been off the wheat.
That's the last shoe of the year.
The Air Force One.
Fire. Low top or high top?
Nah, high top. Bro.
Okay,
gotta
bet,
be high top.
Bet. That's the last shoe for the year. Is the Nike?
You talking about mids though? Because they ain't come high tops.
No, they did come high top.
I'll
show you a picture.
You gotta show me the picture things. I know the mids came out, but
Nike SB Dunk Pro Low. Low Pro.
Who is this white woman?
Lash.
Who is this?
White people, he didn't mean no disrespect.
No.
Low top. So, that's the last shoe for the year. All right? So this might be our last episode maybe for the year. Maybe up to Christmas.
No, it ain't.
You got it. No, but I'm saying.
We coming back.
We'll have an episode out after Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
So, what do you want to say to the people, you know? First of all.
First of all, I want to say, first thing first, happy holidays.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy your family.
Sir,
enjoy your loved ones. Mm-hmm. Make sure you tell everybody that you love them. Because this year,
it's been crazy.
If you ain't know, I don't know where you've been. If you've been on the rock, people have been going left and right.
Mm-hmm.
Tell your people that you love them, that you cherish them dearly. I love all y'all. Thank y'all for listening to us. Shout out to our supporters, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, shout out Scoop.
Shout out Scoop, man.
Yeah, he was our first calling guest. Yeah, word. Me personally, like Alep said, yo, spend time with your family this Christmas. Make sure you wear your kicks.
Wear your mask.
Yeah, make sure you wear your mask. Yo, make sure you protect yourself. Make sure you hug your people. Make sure you love them. Because, yo, life is crazy right now.
That's a fact, man.
I mean, sneakers come out every day, but people die every day. So, shit is real. We do want to thank y'all, yo. We started from nothing. We literally started in the basement. Yo, we got big things coming. Like, if y'all don't understand.
That's facts.
I don't get how much we're in this culture.
Yes, the mind is moving.
We got a lot of things coming. This is our holiday special, yo. You know, anything y'all want to talk about.
And we are going to start doing raffles, bro. That's a big thing. We want to get that out there, too. Just for, like, our viewers and our supporters.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do raffles for you guys. Like, we'll buy a pair of kicks and raffle that shit off.
Yeah, bro. Yo, but for real, like, I mean, we want to thank y'all for listening. Even if you don't like us, even if you don't like the podcast, if you gave it a listen, right. Thank you so much. If you reshared one of our posts. Oh, wait, my bad. I'm going to let LF tell y'all something. Hold on, you got to talk to him, LF.
What
happened this week? What happened yesterday? What put out 3 days ago? I mean, what have we done? Think about it.
You got to talk to me.
Think about it, bro. Where we on now?
Episode 3.
No. What are we on? What social media are we on now?
Instagram.
Yeah.
Big live on Instagram. My bad. Damn.
Jesus come on, Christ. Bro.
Well, listen, the victory is hitting.
It's hitting.
That's that 9.5 okay. Catching up. That shit catching up real fast. Yes, we are live.
Woo! On Instagram. What's the Instagram right name,
now, man? Kicks and Bed. Okay. Look us up. Like, we go. I mean, we post under our personal IG pages, so. Mm-hmm. You know, you can follow me on at LF_605.
You can follow me at RuizEric.RH.
I'm saying this, if you can't find the page Kicks and Beer, legit way, just you can follow one of us, and it's up there. It's up in there, our tags, it's in our info. Everything.
Make sure you go check out the Kicks and Beer page, because we're going to drop content on there as much as we can.
Updates on Kicks.
If you want to see Kicks, right. Guess what? We're getting our hands on them. We're going to put content out. If you want to see us, we're gonna be on there. Our link to the podcast. People have been asking where do they listen to it. We're going to give you links. I mean, we're on Spotify. Shout out to everybody who's been listening on Spotify. Our plays went up this week. We seen that. You know what I mean? We on YouTube. Everything, bro. So make
Days
sure
in emotion. Yeah, in emotion.
Make sure you follow Kicks. Happening. Make sure you follow Kicks and Beer on Instagram. Yo, trust me.
I'm trying to get you fly and drunk at the same time.
Same. Yeah, this victory 9.5 is hitting. I also had some Bombay. I'm feeling it right now. I ain't going.
You on this weird shit? You about to roll up a doobie?
You already know that's how I play. But for real. So when we drop this, we want to hear all comments, all concerns. We want to hear all questions. We want anything y'all got to say, yo.
Critiques, yeah, everything, anything.
If
man.
You don't, like I said, if you don't
all
like this shit.
All feedback is positive feedback everything. In my eyes. I don't give a damn what you
got
to say.
We got some ill-ass guests coming for y'all.
Yeah, man.
Trust definitely. Me.
People that and, really know the game. Like,
really know the game. We're going
really
to show you why sneaker culture is growing. Why the resale market is going to go from $2 billion to $6 billion by 2024. We're going to show y'all how sneakers are affecting us. We're going to show you the good shit. We're going to show you the bad shit. We're going to show you LF's ill-ass closet. You know what I mean? We're going to show
you. That's one day. That's soon coming. I'm getting some things in order.
We're going to pop off.
Get some things in order.
Like Scoob called in. Guess what? We're going to call other people with sneaker facts, and they're going to give us facts.
Right.
I mean, this is the podcast where you want to be on. Damn, this victory hitting because I can still talking.
Yeah,
holy shit.
A pound every time he hashtagging with his hand.
Yeah, hashtagging with his head.
Hashtag, you know what I'm saying?
But yeah, bro, anything else you got for the people?
Nah, that's pretty much it, man. But definitely follow us on Instagram. I can't say that enough. Like, follow us on Instagram, and that's where you can find all our content now, or ways to follow out all our content. You know what I'm saying? Thank you once again. It's been a pleasure.
This Kicks and Beer holiday episode.
Holiday special.
Yeah, we got.
Yeah. That shit sound mad clumsy. You want to do that? All right.
All right, people.
Shit, but yeah, man. Thank you, people. Thank you, world. Children, I hope y'all in bed now.
Yeah, make sure y'all
ladies and gents, go button it up. Throw something, lace it up. Step out.
Yeah.
To the kitchen and to the dining room table because you ain't going nowhere.
Make sure you grab one of these victories while you at it.
Yeah, definitely grab a
make
victory.
Make sure you grab one of
the
these
Golden
victories.
Monkey. Mm-hmm. I definitely put a stamp on this one. This one's nice.
Yo, we love y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Peace.
Next episode, we out.